Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Bring Something to the Table. I am your host, John. And as always, joining me is the very lovely...
Hello, people. Ashley here.
Hey, Ashley. How are you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you? How are you?
Dude, I am great.
You should be.
I just got back from vacation.
Yeah.
So, you know, just releasing. No, what do you call it? I am reintegrating myself. No, that's weird too.
Wait a minute. Where you been?
Space. I've been to the moon, chick. No, I'm just getting back in a groove.
We got those
things.
Flying vehicles yet? Did I miss it?
You did miss it. I'm sorry. But no, I was on vacation. You were on your vacation. I went on my vacation.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was good. It was good to get away.
Good.
You know, I woke up on the beach every morning.
Nice.
I'm not in the actual sand. I'm not a bum.
I mean, that's something I
Shout
would
out
do,
to
I
Chris
think.
Out there living on the beach. He's a good dude.
Okay. Yeah, dude, shout out Chris.
Yeah, he was out there every day when I got out to the beach.
That's a good day.
But yeah, he's just living on the beach, living his best life.
Good for him.
But
good for you, Chris.
It's good to be back in the studio.
Good, good.
And, ready to get into the next table topic, I guess.
Yeah, well, first, I did something.
Oh, what did you do?
I got my heart in.
You're so proud of it. It looks good.
Yep.
It looks good.
Doing that little trying to tap into Black Widow sort of thing.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. You know? Obviously Ariel or anybody else with red hair. But Black Widow?
Yeah.
I can see it now.
I mean, I got my black shirt on, my black pants today.
You did
I'm
that
rocking.
On purpose.
I did.
You did that on purpose. She came in here trying to be an Avenger.
That's right.
And, oh, I should have knew it. I should have knew when you walked through that door something was off with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. There's something
like,
up here.
Dressed like that for?
I mean,
usually true. She's over here in like a t-shirt and just like, you know, like she's lounging clothes. It's like, you know, whatever.
These are lounging clothes.
Nice lounging clothes. It's all bedazzled in the back. I don't know what's going on
what
back
you
there.
Mean? It's just some beadwork.
Just some beadwork? What is that? Just some beadwork.
What's happening into my ancestral roots here?
Okay, well, look. You tell your ancestors, I don't even know. I don't even know where I'm going with that. I'm going to stop. I don't want to offend anybody, you know. I'm just going to stop it right there. Well, you look lovely.
Thanks.
You know, the hair looks great.
Appreciate it.
You sent me a photo that said I'm doing a thing.
Yep.
And then that's the last thing you said to me.
I looked all sorts of interesting in that photo.
You did. You had some some red foreheadness going on. And I saw that and I was just like, oh, she's...
Plastic bag on my head.
She's dyeing her hair. Here we go. But I could figure what it was from your forehead photo.
It was a lot of red.
It was a lot of red. I was afraid. I was like, maybe she's doing pink, you know? A lot of people have been doing purple hair and all these crazy exotic colors. It's like, oh, you only live once, dye it purple, shave your head, go bald. So, I mean, it's just a thing now.
You should put some purple in your hair.
Purple in my hair.
Yeah, why not?
How would that look?
We'll
How
we'll
could
figure
I
it
explain
out.
That? Did I show up with Barney purple hair? I'm a big black dude, and now you're trying to make me look like a big purple dinosaur? You know all the jokes I would get? Man, my self-esteem already ain't that high.
Maybe purple wouldn't be good.
Exactly.
How about some blue?
I'm done. Then I'll call me that girl from Willy Wonka, that blueberry. Violet, you're turning violet, Violet. And that, I don't even want to talk about it.
We'll bleach it.
No, and then they'll call me a golden lord. Because if you ever seen the movie Meteor Man, all the guys and the kids with the gold yellow hair, I'm going to post all this on Instagram. Don't worry. If you ain't
we'll
ever seen
it, we'll
just do
Meteor a nice Man, tape up for you.
What you mean tape up? I'm done with that. I don't know if you can tell, but we've been on something. Something definitely, because I don't know, this is a very weird start for us. But let's keep the fun going.
I mean, we haven't seen each other in a little while, right?
And it's good.
We're
it's
catching
good.
Up.
We're catching up. We're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're bringing things to the table.
We do apologize for the last intro, which was like 10 minutes. So we'll try to cut it short.
Nah, we're kind of getting there already. I'm okay with a longer intro before we get into the topic. Because then that just means I just got to talk about it for 15 minutes and I don't stress out. So.
Oh, well, why are we stressing?
Not stress. I'm chill.
Is your eye twitching?
Oh, okay. Oh, now you're calling out? See, look. Okay. Okay. I only want to bring it up right now. Okay.
I struck a nerve.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we're about to do tonight is we're going to get a little political. I'm going to get political. Is that, you don't like that song? Physical. No? Okay.
I got it. I got the reference.
I'm trying to bring a lighthearted twist to politics here,
I appreciate that.
So that's what we're bringing to the table tonight.
That's right.
Politics. You know, got to make it sound cool for the younger kids listening.
I guess. You know, we finally have someone in that younger age range, I noticed on our analytics.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, the 18 to 22.
Oh, we got some kids listening.
I think it's just one, though.
All right.
It was
so
like 1%.
Guys, remember, we are not on TikTok. And now we have to be on TikTok because
right?
we have to
exactly.
keep up with the one 18-year-old that's listening.
I mean, you're going to have to slowly introduce me to that because
the baby step you into TikTok?
Yeah.
I sent you a TikTok this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. You probably don't look at the stuff I send you. But
you're right. No, I'm just kidding.
It's fine. We'll talk about this later.
I mean, I'm just starting to open up to the idea of us doing a Facebook. So,
so we're not even on Facebook, guys. We're literally just on Instagram and then whatever.
I know, but last show you said you think we're going to do a Facebook.
Yeah,
so
I want to. But
I've been thinking about
I got to get your permission. Apparently in a dual ship, you got to get the person's permission before doing anything.
I'm warming up to the idea.
I tried to Google dual ship the other day because I was like, I don't know what I got myself into. I need to know the laws. It's pretty much what she says goes. So this is what I'm learning.
Exactly.
But politics, right?
Yeah.
How you feel about politics?
Listen.
Are you a big like fan or like, you know, what you got going on over there?
I don't follow politics.
Why not?
I've never been interested in it.
That's the American dream. Wrong show.
Sorry.
Flashback.
Wait a minute. Where am I?
But so you don't follow politics at all?
No, I've never been big on politics. It never really interested me. I never really, honestly, I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, or was your family big into politics? Like growing up, was it like a big talk around the? Because I know some people during like Thanksgiving time, they sit around the table and talk about politics and stuff. And when I found that out, I'm like, yo, that's weird. Because obviously, I mean, I don't know with my family, but I know friends that do sit around when they're family gathering and they just talk about politics.
You know, I can't honestly think of any memory that of my family sitting down talking about politics. Like, not when I was younger. Of course, when I got older, but I mean, like, not even in high school, we didn't really talk about it. Wasn't like we'd sit down and have conversations over any elections or anything.
Yeah, any. You know.
I mean, I knew my dad was Republican. My mom is independent,
mm-hmm.
but I don't ever really recall them ever sitting down having conversations. I mean, I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like a family conversation.
Okay, I mean, kind of the same thing goes with me. Like over the last maybe 5 or 6 years, if that, maybe 10, my family has really started to open up about different, you know, what they I guess believe in, what they go. My mom is a Democrat. My dad is very independent. So we're the reversal of, you know, our families.
Yeah.
You know. Obviously, our dads are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my parents has never, like, told me about it. Like, we never had a talk or anything when I was younger. Like, when I was younger and they were, like, asking you to register to, I don't even know if it was to register to vote. But, I mean, I remember for some reason getting my driver's license, they asked me if I was a Democrat or a Republican. And I thought that was a weird question.
With your,
like,
driver's license?
I think I was getting my driver's license. That's and I was at the DMV or something. And they were like, oh, do you want to be an organ donor? They were asking me all these questions for the first time. guess not, like I was just getting my license. So that's why I think it was.
I remember the organ donor question, but
some dude asked me if I was a Democrat or Republican, and I said Republican because I didn't know what I was talking about. And then he looked at me and he said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "I guess I'm a Democrat." And he's like, "That's better." I was just like,
"Well."
So I mean, it was just a weird thing. And just so.
That's interesting. I mean,
but now obviously it's a hot topic, you know.
Oh yeah.
Which it should be in a way, but it's different. It's almost like a reality TV show, you know. So
yeah, I would agree.
It's a weird roller coaster. And I guess a lot has to do with now that we're on social media so much. There's a lot of different platforms you can see people post stuff and say stuff. Like Twitter, and a lot of people use Twitter as a real source of news. When I know people now that hates Twitter because it's like, do we believe Twitter? Do people put, I mean, and this can go back to our fact checking episode. But a lot of politics stuff and it gets put on social media. So
I'm just at the point where all news is fake news to me.
Well, as a person that works for CVS and Fox at one point, you know, you ain't too far off.
You know, I went back. You mentioned North and South Korea reuniting. Yeah. And I have never heard anything about that. So I went back and I was fact checking you.
You're fact checking me?
I think
me?
You're a little late on the topic because I think it's not really a question of peace anymore.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. This is something I just saw on social media.
Oh, well, okay. I'm just fact checking you.
I'm glad you're just fact checking me. But I see things and then I just talk about them.
No, I think at one point there was talk about peace, but I think it's a little up in the air at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I did also come across some articles on Armenia and some other country that are pretty much at each other's throats at the moment.
Ain't somebody always at somebody's throat?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's it. Isn't it? Somebody always at somebody's throat. Oh, okay.
I thought you said, isn't Armenia always at someone's throat? I was like,
yeah, I got a beef with Armenia. Shout out to my one Armenian
fan. It's because of the
Kardashians,
right?
Are they Armenian?
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
You know, it's hard to keep up with them.
Good one. Nice.
I need a button. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I think it's over some, like, territory or something, but
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, there's some beef going
they
on.
They took our jobs.
But yeah, I was trying to be a little bit more politically, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I have no clue what you're doing over there.
I was trying to be a little bit more political, up to date.
Okay, okay.
About global events.
So you fact checking me?
No. Well, I was fact checking the North and South Korea. Because I hadn't come across that yet, and I was very interested in, you know.
I mean, maybe I'll just send you the link that I came across.
Okay.
I mean, you could have just asked. Because it wasn't like it came from my source. I saw it on the internet. This is what we're talking about.
I know,
internet,
you said you.
Politics, I came across it. And
yeah, you didn't know how valid it was.
I didn't know
That's
how valid
That's why I
looked
it up myself.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
He's getting a little hostile.
Being attacked over here. I ain't saying I know anything about anything. That's why I hate talking about politics. I don't know enough to talk about it.
And neither do I. And that's why I looked it up.
Yeah. And look, do your homework, people. Your homework.
Yeah, that's pretty much my point. Just, you know, do your homework.
Well, if you're listening this far into it. So we've been talking about politics. If you're just tuning in. Can you just tune in on a podcast? So if you're tuning in now,
I don't know.
Talking about politics. But this is going to be a two-part series.
I thought it was a three-part series.
It could be three. It could be four.
It might be four.
I don't even know at this point because we're going to try some different things.
Yeah.
And we're going to get one of our Democratic friends and one of our Republican friends. And we're going to bring them both to the table.
Yeah.
And so that should be really interesting. And so if you have any questions you would like to ask a Democrat or Republican.
Keep it nice.
Keep it nice. Yeah, no, obviously our show is about bringing people to the table.
Yeah.
About talking about our differences and figuring things out because we're not talking about them, you know. So I think it'll be fun to kind of just talk to two different people that are friends as well. So if they can get along and, you know, obviously other people can too, but it seems to be either Democrat or Republican, you know?
Yeah.
It's so like...
One or the other.
One or the other. And then they look at you like you're evil if you pick one or the other, and it's kind of like, I'm not a bad person. You know,
right?
You're kind of like, why are you looking at me like that? I don't want to pick any of them. Ew, you know? It's like, I'm independent.
Right.
That way you can't get thrown on either side.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, for me, I'm independent. I'm unaffiliated with either party.
Go ahead, sister.
Are you preaching? I'm just saying.
Okay, my bad.
No, I'm trying to remember. I think it was in high school that we had someone come in and was asking if we wanted to register to vote, because I can't remember which election it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't follow politics, but I was mm-hmm. like, okay, I guess it's about that time to register to vote.
I guess so.
And at the time, I just felt like, you know, I didn't follow politics. It wasn't an interest of mine.
I followed the scandals.
I didn't even follow the scandals.
You know, when Bill Clinton, no Monica Lewinsky
scandal. Oh, I remember that, yeah.
I was young, obviously. We were younger. Yeah. But it's like, it was still big news for the time.
Big news. Yeah.
And I still think, as a president, okay, you messed up. Ain't got nothing to do with running the country or doing anything else. Yeah, he lied about that, so I guess what else is he lying about? But
listen,
we ain't gonna get it.
all politicians is crooked.
Everybody lying to somebody until they get caught. It's like, oops, you caught me. I guess I can't lie about it no more. But yeah, shout out to Bill Clinton if you're listening. Right. Hey, dude, I'm on your side still.
I mean, I didn't even really follow that much either. I was just like, you know, I was in my own little world.
Oh, we know. You still are in your own little world.
I am in my own little world. I'm trying to bring everybody into my world. It's a good world.
I don't know, man. She keeps talking about bringing people into her world, this kind of circle thing. And it sounds more and more like a cult every time she brings it up. I try not to get too weirded out about it because she's like, would you want to be in my inner circle? I'm just like, what does that even mean? I want to be in your inner circle.
But, I have very few people in my inner circle that have that privilege.
All right. Well, like I said, sounds weird to me. As far as the whole politics thing and picking Democrat or Republican or independent, it's a mess. It's kind of all over the place right now. And I know we said we talked before the show how we weren't going to talk about one thing or another thing. I do have to bring up one thing, though.
Oh, he's going to hit me with something. What?
I saw it on the... I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
So it's one of those things.
Okay.
It was. I was on Yahoo, you know, because I have like my Yahoo account and fit my fantasy football accounts all on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they give you little news stories or ads on your Yahoo cover page. And I'm just like, I don't know what's allowed and what's not allowed. But it said... it was a B, or C question. It's like, Donald Trump is your favorite president. And it said A, true. B, he's the best. C, he's awesome. I was like, what? I was like, huh? Is this allowed? You know, especially because
trick question.
It was just a weird way of advertising vote for Trump with one of these things. Because I mean, it was especially weird because it was a Yahoo like cover page. So it's like, do I got some spam? Is this a virus? Like, I don't understand why. Because, you know, him and Yahoo don't get along in the first place for to have a big ad like that on the front of their cover page. So it's just like a weird thing. I was just like, this is insane. But so I just thought that was funny.
That is pretty funny.
I should have screenshotted it because I was
you
just like.
You should have. We put
I was
it.
Like, what?
We can put it on our gram page.
It was just a really confused face. I was like, yeah. So,
just to let the people know, we're going to be talking more along the lines of like the political parties.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the individuals represented by the parties.
We're not going to get into that quite yet.
Yeah.
So you kind of mentioned that you're independent. I'm mm-hmm. also independent. I just felt like when it was time for me to register to vote, I just was not that interested in politics at the time. So when they're like, oh, do you want to be, you know, Republican or Democrat? I was just like, neither. Because I don't really know what either of them stands for. Uh-huh. And I remember them, they kept asking me, are you sure that you don't want to be unaffiliated? You're not going to be able to vote in the primaries or stuff like that. I don't know. I was just like, I don't know enough about politics to say that I'm one or the other. And so as I've gotten older, I appreciate not having gone any route, because I feel like personally, neither of those parties really represent who I am. I think.
Go ahead, sister. I feel you. Go ahead.
Well, I feel like, you know, a lot of Democrats would probably say I have some conservative views, but then there's also Republicans that would probably say I have a lot of liberal views. I just feel like I'm like in the middle. And I feel like, in my opinion, I look at the political parties as extremes, like one extreme and another extreme. Mm. That's just the way I look at it. I feel like I'm more in the middle. I'm a balance of them both. That's just how I look at it.
Peace, love, and sunshine.
Oh, yes.
Man, if you could be a hippie.
Right. I probably I was in like a past you, life.
Yeah, maybe. calm down, Moonchild.
Yes.
I completely get what you're saying about it's really hard because... I don't know about you, but so you have family that will be like, you have to be a Democrat, you know, you have to be Republican. And it's just like, well, why? You know, they just kind of give you like those dirty looks. And even if you try to go against them, like, I mean, some families stop talking to family because of stuff like this. And it's like,
that's true.
Well, you ain't gotta hate me for not picking a side. It's just,
I mean, why do we have to pick a side? You know, if I don't feel like either one represents who I am, why do I have to pick one or the other?
You shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, with this last big election that came around and everybody's like, oh, did you vote for Trump or, you know, the devil woman? You know, this is people just all over the place. And then I was like, I didn't vote for either one of them. I voted for like the third person. Like, you know, I was over there with the smaller majority.
I wrote Bernie in.
Last one. Of course you did.
I was so excited when he was going to run for presidency. But he actually didn't end up being my favorite out of the Democrats that were running. Okay. I was hoping Tulsi would get a lot farther than she did.
Mm. Good old Tulsi.
She got that aloha spirit. I was really vibing with her.
Oh, man. And what's that one movie from Hawaii? Come on, it's a Disney movie.
Johnny Tsunami?
No. Think newer. Oh, not newer. Johnny Tsunami. Oh, I don't know. What's the kid movie and the Rock was in it?
Oh, Moana.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
You know, she could have ran on the Moana campaign. You know, yes. The whole. Anyway, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
That was a cute movie.
So I've heard the songs because of my cousins and nephews.
You've
got
to watch it. It's a cute movie.
You know, I would say we would put it on our movie list, but we don't do anything off that list. We make these lists where we put things on these lists. Oh, we're going to watch this movie. We're going to do this thing. And we don't do none of that. We just record this podcast. Right. And we hear.
We'll get to it one day.
But basically, what I want to say for the younger people listening, that one 18-year-old, is if you're a Republican, I'm not going to disregard you because you're a Republican.
Yeah.
And if you're a Democrat, I'm not going to side with you just because you're a Democrat. I'm going to listen to both parties,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gonna feel them both out, see what closely, you know, if it anything relates to me, like if it's something that I believe in or something that I want. And so say it's a Republican that's preaching something like, yo, okay, that's a really good, that will benefit everything. Yeah, if it benefits me, then yeah, okay, I can go either way. So when I have friends that are like these hardcore Republicans, and then I have these friends that are these hardcore Democrats, and somebody's like, how can you be friends with him? He's a Republican. And then they get into this whole, like, you know, he's probably racist and blah, blah, blah. You know, they get into a lot. We can go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, just because he wears tight jeans, cowboy boots, drives a big truck and has a cowboy hat, don't mean I hate that dude, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we're still friends. We still both love beer. We still both, you know, laugh at the same jokes. And it's just such a weird stereotype.
Yeah.
When people say Republican or Democrat, like, you know. I don't know. I'm just trying to find the balance and the peace and let people know that it's not all so bad.
Yeah, I mean, so. It's not. And, you know, if you identify with one political party, then that's just who you are. You know, it doesn't mean you're racist, doesn't mean you're a communist or a socialist or, you know.
Be careful there.
Hey, well, that's what I hear that some people think Democrats are.
Yeah, I mean, look, and don't get me wrong. There are some bad Republicans out there, and there's some bad Democrats out there.
Listen.
So it's like, you know, ain't nobody perfect.
Right. You know, fun fact, as I was doing some research into all this, into the political parties, the founding fathers actually did not want political parties.
Ooh.
Yeah. They thought that they were going to be... kind of like the downfall of democracy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is.
All men created equal, huh? Right. Except for Reggie.
No, listen. I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I don't remember anything about American history in school.
Dude, it's been such a long time.
When I was in college, I say I'm a historian. I'm more of like an ancient classical historian.
I didn't
study American
ask
history.
This girl about Tesla, she'll tell you some things.
Yeah, I'll spit out some facts about Tesla. But no, they listen, I have a quote somewhere.
Go ahead.
You were gonna say something, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. Go ahead. Get your book out.
I got my book out.
She has her big notebook out. It's great.
No, I wrote my notes down.
No, you're fine. It's cute. Go for it.
Listen, I'm so bad with like dates and.
Yeah, you're getting old. I messed up. Run away.
We're going to have to take a break.
A little music comes in.
That's right.
I'm getting beat up in the background. Mm. All right, go ahead.
I'll push you out of that chair, okay?
Oh, I'm so scared.
No, some of the reasons they thought that political parties are bad for republic governments and democratic government. Listen, did you know...
Go ahead.
...that the United States is a republic... But it's a democratic republic.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
And a republic can be either democratic or aristocratic.
Okay. Okay. Aristocratic sounds cool.
Interesting side notes. I didn't know that. But anyway.
I'm glad you got that together.
Right? I know. There's a little side note I had in here. No, they felt like... political parties would conflict with the general good of, like the will of the people.
Okay.
And that the political parties could gain too much power in a government where the people were supposed to run. Well, traditionally they're supposed to run the government, you know? Yeah.
Those were air quotes for the people that didn't see what she was doing.
I feel like, the government has kind of, you know, politicians were originally supposed to be there to be representatives of the people.
Of the people and of by the people.
Yes. For the people.
For the people.
There's a lot of interesting stuff that I came across when I was, it's almost like, you know, one little statement leads you to something else that leads you to somewhere else that leads you... I mean, it's just so much information out there.
And it's hard to, like, know what to look up and what to find because I say just get on the internet and Google things, but we know I can make a website right now called jyforpresident.com and it can have all the wrong facts on it.
Right.
So, I mean, really do your research when you're looking up any information. Don't just go from one source to another source. Because even stuff like, you know, the dictionary and encyclopedia websites now, I mean, most of them could be wrong. I'm not saying they are, but people do make mistakes with it. It's a man, people. It's a man sitting at a computer putting in information.
Yeah, Wikipedia is
Wikipedia, not, you know, anybody can change that stuff now. So
I actually went straight to the source. I read the Declaration of Independence. I read the Constitution and I read the Bill of Rights. I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Wow. All I did was watch 3 YouTube videos and I'm here. I feel like, you know, she's done so much research and I'm just over here watching YouTube.
Listen, you know, that works. That's fine.
We got a fact check, man.
But no, yeah, I went on to a couple sites. A side note, the .org sites are supposedly, air quotes, the more... The better. But isn't Wikipedia.org? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm be going on no Wikipedias.
But no, I went on to the Encyclopedia Britannica and a few others. But yeah, I went on to the government.
The big boys.
Yeah. And read the original, like I said, Declaration and Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Like I said, every man created equal, except for Reggie.
There have been so many amendments to the Constitution, amendments of amendments. And I mean, and that's good as times change, you know.
Yeah.
Things need to change.
Things do need to change.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I'm sure something we said tonight is going to offend somebody. You don't know what you're talking about. You didn't talk about this enough. You didn't talk about that enough. We're not here to give you all the facts.
Yeah.
We're just here to get the conversation rolling. Then you take it home and you talk to your family about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You
figure out what's going on for yourself.
You know, if your grandparents got those encyclopedias, those actual encyclopedias. Yes. Dust those suckers off.
Blow the dust off, man.
You know, go read a couple books. You know, go to the store and get some political.
Just do your own research, man. Yeah. I was... The one thing that pisses me off the most is where somebody...
Oh, it's getting
feisty. I'm angry. but when I say, okay, you're a Democrat. Why? Because my family told me to be. Oh, okay. So you're a Republican. Why? Because my family told me I have to be. That irritates me so much. And it's just like, it really probably shouldn't. But it's the fact that, and it's not just... your family. I know certain people that got married to certain people and they're preaching to me about all this different stuff. And I'm like, yo, where'd you hear that from? Oh, well, you know, my husband was telling me about it. So it's stuff that you don't necessarily believe in. It's just facts you're getting from your husband. And now you're relating them on social media like you know what you're talking about. Well, yeah, I was just posting it because, well, don't just post it because you're not fact checking yourself. And now you're just a Republican because your husband's a Republican and you don't want to go against him. You're a Democrat because your family's a Democrat and you don't want to go against them. It's like, just do your own research, man. Just figure out what works for you. And I know couples that are both Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
It ain't the end of the world.
It can work.
You know, it can work. It may or may not work for certain families. I get it.
True.
But
I mean, some people live and breathe top politics.
That ain't me.
I'm not a political scientist. A political theorist. I'm not a political historian. I just trying to educate myself.
And you want to know what? People are forgetting that we're all different.
Yeah.
And
it's okay.
It's okay.
It is okay.
And on that note.
Is it time
it's
already?
It's that time.
Well, okay, we might go a little bit longer because I have a question.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
So you have these questions about why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? Mm-hmm. I said why I am independent.
Yeah.
Why are you independent?
So basically why I'm independent is like most people, I feel like I just don't know enough about both parties. I can't say like most people. But for me, I just don't know enough about either side. Yeah, I hear things about Democrats. I hear things about Republicans. But have I taken the time like you and went to the library and read everything you could find on everything? No.
I mean, I wouldn't say
I don't.
Everything.
But I feel like if a Republican has something to offer that I side with, then a Democrat can also have something that I decide with. And I think it's weird just to pick one side. And that's just a preference that I've always had. And until like a week ago, I found out my dad is exactly the same way. So it's just like, okay, maybe we're more alike than I thought. Even though I'm like, I'm not like my father, but we both like, obviously, like I said, there's bad people on both sides. I'm not going to say everybody's perfect, but you know, I just don't know enough about it, man. And I don't think I care. And I think, like you said, oh, I don't really care for politics and blah, blah, blah. I really don't care. Like, it's one of those things where I, when people are having conversations, I back out and go the other direction. I'm just like, oh, this is awkward politics. And I just, and I know, I get it. I know I should learn more. And during this process over the next couple of weeks, I hope I do learn more. You know, I hope that I get to take something in and, you know, I can be a little bit more educated. So,
well, you know, politics can be really overwhelming.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, have you seen our sample ballot yet?
I have seen it and I'm so confused.
Have you seen all the judges on there that they're wanting us to like, and keep or get rid of? Or
but here's the thing, how am I supposed to research all of these judges? And I know there's a website out there that gives them like a rating system, like it's like, I don't know, judgerating.com or whatever. Yeah. And there's like a percentage of where, you know, this person's better than that. Even that's still just digital facts. Like, yeah. I don't know these judges. I don't know. It is a lot to take in.
It is a lot to take in, and it is very overwhelming. And it, you know, it goes back to a lot of people think that, you know, their votes don't count. A lot of people think that.
Yeah, I used to be that person.
I kind of still am, honestly.
for a very long time. And I mean, I haven't. Yes, I go and vote.
Me too.
But I do it more as a family activity because the family wants to get together and make sure that we do know certain things that we maybe we are confused about or we don't have the answers to. And I'm not saying my family has all the answers, but it is a nice family outing because, you know, we are Americans and it's our right to go and vote. And, you know, yeah. So I do it with the family because I know it makes my mom and dad happy and proud that I'm voting. And yeah. I could just be like, I'm not going to vote. I'm a rebel. But I know it makes them happy. Even if I don't agree with them, at least I'm doing something. I'm doing my part, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I do it for my peeps.
Yeah. So. You know, I get that. And, you know, I do too. And I know a lot of people that are the same way. But I also know a lot of people that, you know, just don't feel like their vote really counts. Just the way that everything's set up.
Yeah. It's a crazy world.
It is crazy.
I still don't know what's true and what not. This whole voting from home thing freaks me out. You know,
what do you mean? Like the mail-in ballots?
Yeah, like the mail-in ballots and stuff like that. Because there's been like a lot of suspicious, like, once again, on the internet, they're like, yeah, ever since the mail-in ballot thing started, there will be one post truck that comes up, picks up all the mail, then I'll pass it off to another postal man. And then that postal man will pass it off to another person. And it's like, why are they passing off ballots between so many different postal drivers? Is it so people don't try to steal them? Or like, it's just a lot of. It's a lot of scary stuff. And I know you can get online and track them like that. But look, we have a lot of older generation where a lot of those people can't get online. They can't see if things got submitted. And I don't know. I feel like that can easily get messed up.
I've got a friend who is pretty politically savvy. She kind of lives and breathes politics. She's so smart when it comes to that kind of stuff. She's never studied it, but as far as like going to college for it or anything, but she's just always been really into it.
Okay.
And I had asked her about that whole issue with the mail-in ballots or something that people were freaking out about, because I never really understood what the issue was. But she was explaining to me, and again, I don't know, I haven't really looked it up myself, but the issue is that there's third-party vendors that can, you know, say, okay, hey, we will handle your ballot for you. And so that's where it gets sketchy, because it's not going straight to the government to get counted. You know, it's like it is being passed. So what's happening in this passing, you know, there's that gray area where something could happen to your vote, you know. Could it be changed? I don't know.
I mean, it could.
But that's where the issue comes from, and that's why people are saying you need to go straight to the, you know, you could get your mail-in ballot straight from, like, the government or something, not through these third-party vendors. So that's...
It's a lot to take in.
It is, and it's so overwhelming. It's just...
Look, when you're out there this voting season, you know, if you are going to the polls and wherever you do your voting, whether it's from at home, in the streets, you know, at least do your part, do your research, figure out what's going on, try to figure it out. I mean, like you said, the sample ballot's pretty insane. Also, if you're out there in the streets, wear a mask still. You know, go out there. There's a lot of people that think COVID season's over, and they're just doing their own thing. But I will be in line with my mask on.
Yep.
Waiting.
Interesting side note about COVID. I found another article.
Did you really?
You know, I think we are going to need a Facebook because we can't really link anything on Instagram. I have
only
found
so
out.
Much. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting article. It's from the researchers at the Johns Hopkins University, I think.
Okay.
The researchers there have found the certain, I don't know, the whole COVID thing is just so intricate, but they think they have found what it is that COVID triggers in your body's immune system to turn against itself. So basically, COVID can hijack your immune system, and that's where I guess like the second more difficult phase comes in, where
people, like some zombie stuff. You know, hijack my immune system.
You had that look on me.
Like,
well, no, that's
sounds scary.
It is kind of, because that's what COVID does. Well, it can do for a lot of people, and that's where a lot of the difficulties come in, and you know, the more extreme symptoms that people have. But yeah, there's some sort of like not receptor, but there's something that COVID does, and it triggers your immune system to go against itself. And that's where a lot of the issues come from. But they think they have found that specific thing.
Okay.
And they said that there's already some drugs that are in trial to be released in a couple years or something. But they think that those drugs could actually prevent COVID from hijacking your immune system.
Interesting.
So they might have...
So you can get it, but it won't completely mess you up.
Yeah, exactly. So it's an interesting article, and I know I'm not doing it justice. So
we'll start a Facebook.
Yes, yeah, so we'll have to link it. Mm-hmm. Definitely read it. It's a very interesting read.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Well, thank you. Hey, do you want to close this out this time?
Sure, John. So. Thank you for tuning in. Definitely be sure to listen out, or not really listen out, but keep an eye out for some of our upcoming political
topics.
Yes, thank you.
There you go.
That we have coming with the Democrat and the Republican friend that we have that are going to be on the show.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to spit out some fun facts for them that I've been finding in my research.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yep. But thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, guys. That's it.
Oh, we'll see you next time.
Yeah. See you next time. And we're done.